Welcome back to
Thrifting Minds.
Episode 2, we made it.
We made it past. We are here, guys.
Where I usually make it with podcasts and many people.
After the first
one? Experimenting world of
DOS.
Yeah.
DOS episode.
We're in this and we're in a new spot. We're in my apartment instead of yours.
Ow,
but yes. You know what? Drake is still here. But we're not talking about the artist,
no.
Drake.
No, we're talking about my doggy. He's amazing.
He is my favorite dog.
He's my favorite too.
In this whole world. And I'm not someone that says that about every single dog. I sincerely mean it.
I believe that about cats. I feel like, you know, not every cat likes me. But when I do like a cat.
Yeah, you're all about it.
I'm all about it. Okay, anyway.
Well, we're in a new space, a new episode.
Yes.
What's going on with you, Dom? How are you doing?
You know what? I'm feeling good. I love the feedback that we've gotten from our first Uno episode.
So exciting. Thank you, everyone, for
literally
listening.
Everybody that even, you know, took the time out to listen to us and hear our message. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah,
I
mean, people sharing it, yes, people liking it.
Commenting on Thrifted Feels. Thank you for everybody that, like, gave me your feedback on it. I mean, we are working right now on some social media stuff for Thrifting Minds.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
So excited. So this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the nonprofit and the donation base of
thrifting, where thrift meets nonprofit.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun. I want to start off by cheers, having a toast.
Yes.
Dulce episode.
Now we're drinking rosé.
We're doing rosé, y'all. I brought the rosé this time. Mary brought it the first time. I think it was Moscato.
Yeah. Yummy. We're always drinking.
How do you feel about this one? Is it your thing?
I like it.
Okay.
I'm always about some rosé.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the people listening are drinking some rosé right now.
I hope y'all are, or Moscato.
Yeah, one your of drink those. Of choice. Whatever.
BYO wine. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I love that. That's okay, the new name of the podcast.
we're switching it up.
All right. So I really like how this episode evolved. We had planned it to be about just kind of visiting local thrift shops and talking to each other about them.
I know,
and
right?
You're bringing something really special to the table today that I don't want to spoil.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
It is
interesting.
It is.
It's a beautiful story that I feel like, you know, we can all relate to because, mm-hmm. you know, we have to love, we have to lead in love and like try to make sure that like anything that does happen to us, we use that energy for something positive.
Exactly.
So that's all I'm going to say.
That's your hint.
That's my little
hint.
It's
a very good one. I'm excited because you haven't even gotten to tell me a whole lot about it. So this is also going to be my first time to get to hear the whole thing.
But you though, yeah. Tell me about your weekend.
I went to two different local thrift stores, and they are both local Austin-based thrift stores. The first one that I went to was called Thrift Center, and it's on Ben White. And you know, through looking up, you know, kind of where I wanted to go, I just had a day off. I didn't realize there's so many thrift stops in South Austin hidden away that I have not checked out.
Hidden gems in the corner of neighborhoods.
Exactly.
As you're just driving, you don't even realize. But thank God for traffic, right? Because
you're never going to get there. but I made it.
You find good thrift stores when you're sitting in traffic trying to get back home.
This is true. And I had passed this thrift store a couple times and I had never been to either one of these thrift stores that I'm going to talk about today. So the first one, Thrift Center. So pros and cons, I feel like, you know, as a thrift shop goes, I feel like it was pretty neat, you know. It wasn't super organized. Like, it wasn't like, oh, tops are, like, the racks were organized. Like, it'd be like, okay, there are dresses here and shirts here. But there was, a mix. It kind of had a similar vibe to a Plato's Closet, just to give everyone kind of an idea. And that's kind of how the pricing was, too, where, like, the dresses were solid $9.99.
Gotcha.
I did notice a couple, you know, sometimes it would have a little bit of a stain and stuff. But some of it was really nice. Stuff you could wear to a job interview. Stuff you could wear out on the town, and their sizes went all the way up to 3X to 4X for women, and I really loved that. So
I
made
men's?
They do have some men's. I really want to tackle that because I feel like there's a lot left to be desired for that. Yeah, you're always posting some
men.
Looks. Don't
we
all?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
I love men looks because it's so simple yet striking. so simple yet striking.
Yeah, and I like that it's not super, you know, it can be full of frills, but I totally get what you mean. But it didn't have a lot of men's stuff. It did have some, but I feel like, you know, that is always the thing, is that there's hardly any, there's not a whole big section for men's clothes for the in the thrift world. And I want to have a whole episode about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Thrift It Fills, I mean, I literally started buying men's clothes. That's how it started. Like, I was like,
I love the men's style that you do.
Thank you. I'm all about how oversized men's shirts are, how comfortable they are compared to women's tight, you know, hitting every curve in your body. I'm like, I just want to feel flowy. I feel like men's shirts are completely flowy.
Yeah. Oh, there was this little girl. She was so cute. Just to tell this story, because I hope listeners will appreciate it. She was wearing this great Mickey Mouse t-shirt, and she was probably 6 or 7. And I was like, oh, I like your t-shirt. And she was like, it's a boy's. And like really proud about it. She was like, it's a boy's shirt. And her mom was like, yeah, she's a tomboy. And I was like, yes. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter who it is.
Tomboy fashion is such a thing. What do you mean? I love it. It's a beautiful aesthetic. I love that. I've been to that thrift center and I realized like it's really industrial, because like, and when you walk in, it looks like it was an old home at one point. And then you walk into where it would be the garage of that place. Yeah, it's true. Actually a furniture store, right?
Yeah, they have a whole what I was about to say is I really liked their furniture section. They had a really nice couch. It was really big, vintage. Red. I don't think it was necessarily vintage, but it was only $4.99.
$4.99?
No, $499.
Okay, thank you for the correction. I was like, let's go get it.
Yeah, and they had nice desks, and I feel like the furniture was really a good touch. And yeah, so I think, you know, this is a good place to go if you're looking for a diverse range of clothes for like different outings. It wasn't like my new favorite place, but I did like it. I'm not saying I want to go back, but it's not my new favorite, as I said, but that. I like it.
I feel that.
It's cool.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, how would you score this awesome thrift center?
A 3.
Okay, that's valid.
Pretty good.
I feel like you're, that's probably good. Normal on Yelp.
Yeah.
All right.
And the next one I'm really excited about, and I can't believe I haven't been, but the Austin Pets Alive thrift store.
OMG.
That's everything you love.
I like that place.
Everything you want.
They're
in
so
life,
supportive.
You're helping animals. You're doing some shopping.
Where thrift meets thrift. Nonprofit, right?
Exactly. And on their website, and they do say that all of their proceeds go towards Austin Pets Alive. That's right, Drake.
Drake's tuning in, y'all. He's right here. He's with us.
He's representing.
He's representing.
And they have a really cool thing where behind their register, they have pictures just rotating on a screen of different pets that you can adopt. Through Austin Pets Alive.
Oh my God.
And so they have
it's beautiful.
They have that going on, and it's kind of, for me, it was an exciting place, because when I first walked in, I was a little, it's something you can tell, it's like, oh, this is a place I'm gonna have to look for the treasures. But I love that. That's why we thrift, you know,
that's exactly why we thrift.
That, yeah. And so I spent a while there, and I found this really cool denim jacket that had like these patterned sleeves, and
sold,
I didn't
denim.
Get it because it was so hot, and I was just like, it's, you know, it was a little more pricey. You know, when you're like, I'm going to have to spend like $20 on this thing I'm not going to wear for months.
That's whatever. If I'm spending $20 on anything, I'm wearing it the next day.
Exactly, girl. That's what like, I
you got no.
That's what I said to myself. But I got a really cute bikini from there. Nice. And it was from, they also get clothes from a shop on South Congress in Austin, that, you know, once they're just ready to rotate out of their season. So they do have brand new clothes there for really inexpensive prices. They I think their biggest complaint would probably be, and I think I overheard some people talking about this, is it is a little cramped. It's a little like, you do have to kind of work to get into certain nooks and crannies to go through what they have.
Yeah.
But they also, you know, like, that's not their fault for the space that they have. And they're
making
it's
it
such
work
a,
for what they're doing.
That's such, yeah, it's such an amazing feat to have that in Austin. And I just think, what a wonderful marriage of two things that I think
people love.
We love, you know, we can say.
Come on, say who doesn't love animals?
Yeah. So, you know, I think.
Shout out to animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Therapeutic as fuck.
Exactly. So I really wanted to talk to someone from there. So if anyone from Austin Pets Alive is listening to this someday, I would love to talk to you.
Yes.
And just get to know how this wonderful thing happened.
Or we will talk to you. How about that?
I know.
Next time we stop in, maybe me and you should go together and do like a duo thrift haul.
Yeah. I think that's and they take donations. You can ask them to do pop-up events for your business. I was looking at this online.
What?
Yeah, so it's a really great, it's a really cool place.
You know, that's a big deal for me. You know, I like popping up.
I thought that too. And the first person I thought of was you. And then I reread it and I was like, ooh.
Read too quickly there.
Yes, exactly. But maybe you should
reach out to them about that.
But yeah, you know, I've been kind of researching a little bit about where thrift stores, you know, started and where they came from. And I
tell us,
like,
girl, tell us.
Yeah. So I feel like Austin Pets Alive, you know, does a really good job of kind of honing in on what thrift stores were originally. I mean, we've had secondhand shopping for as long as we've had currency, basically. You know, we've always been doing secondhand shopping, and people used to just wear things out until, you know, like you wore, get more rosé.
Second glass in, guys.
Everybody get yourself more of whatever you're drinking. It's summer. It's hot.
What? Even if it's iced tea.
So hot.
It's actually kind of nice right now, currently.
In the evening.
Yes.
It's bearable.
Yes.
I'm dying, but it's okay.
It's okay.
But yeah, so I was reading into it, and I wasn't sure if I was going to find anything interesting. But, you know, back in the 1800s, secondhand shopping was considered really low brows for lower incomes. And
lame.
And there was a lot of really anti-Semitic racism tied to it. So I think it was associated, like, a lot. I was reading that there was, like, you know, articles that would pop up in the paper that were joking about how some girl bought a dress from a Jewish immigrant who was selling clothes, and then she died of smallpox. Like, really upsetting.
Yeah,
things like that. And so
that sucks.
Yeah. So then around, you know, this was going on, but then a Christian ministry, you know, decided that they thought there was some money in it, and they thought it would be a good idea to start actually making secondhand shops. And so that's how the first one came to be, with, you know, Salvation Army, which, you know, we can talk about a lot of the things going on with that politically right now. And then Goodwill. You know, and so that's where those originated. And then by the 1930s, we had over 100 Goodwills.
You know, the thing about Goodwill, though, is I, doing my own research on them, they have a lot of ties with, you know, religions and beliefs and things like that. I think what really took them over the top is making it about the community. And I think that's what made it to where, like, every corner there's a Goodwill, just like there is a gas station. And
especially in Austin.
And I think that in itself is a statement. I feel like it's like a neighborhood Walmart. I mean, you want to not go far to the mall, or you don't want to go to a thrift store somewhere out of your range. There's a Goodwill on every corner for you to not only buy, but to donate. So I think that's, like, a really good concept of, like, the history of it, because they started in the community, and that's how they are continuing to, like, grow and, like, flourish on that.
Absolutely. And the article that I was reading said that as of today, and I think this article was from February of this year, thrift stores are part of a $14.4 billion industry.
As it should be. Mm-hmm. As it should be. I mean, it's going to continue to grow. You want to know why?
Why, girl?
Well, let me tell you, because the change of who's buying what, you know?
Yeah.
Our baby boomers, they needed to see it. You know, the baby boomers, like, I need new, I need fresh. But then it's like, you know, these millennials, Gen Z, X, Y, whatever you want to call them, they're on a different level of like, I don't really need the newest new. Yeah. I want something comfortable and unique. And what is unique? Things that people give away. things that people donate, you know, yeah, things that people throw in the trash.
There's a lot of nostalgia hype right now too, with just, you know, shows like Stranger Things coming back, you know, bringing a lot of old things into style.
Shout out to Stranger Things.
Yeah, right? Those sponsor us. Cool. No,
can we get free merch?
Oh, hey. Yeah. And you know, I think along with that, there's also, I think, a complex issue of gentrification that's going on within the thrift community as well, you know, because it is becoming more popular. And that's another episode. We're just dropping all these
dropping gems. You're dropping gems. That's what I usually say. To come.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. You know, I don't really have that much more to lead with. But I would like to hear from the listeners of their favorite local nonprofit thrift stores
or nonprofit. Yeah. We are here for all thrift stores, all but thrift we would stores. Love since this episode is thrifting meets nonprofit.
Yeah. Tell us about your favorites all across the globe.
Yeah. We've recently been loving how we are getting a diverse amount of views from all over the world, I'm so excited about that.
I know. I don't even know how people find, you know, I honestly see that and I'm like, what did people?
They loved it. I'm just kidding. Of course they did. I'm just saying, like, I think I find a good appreciation to see that, like, not only in Austin, Texas, that we're talking about thrifting, but all over the world. It's an ongoing conversation that we want to continue to keep ongoing.
You know, and I think it's also, you know, so much about what we've talked about bringing this podcast together is that it's bringing kind of a heavily visual medium to an auditory medium and learning about talking about it in a more complex way, which I think, you know, to a lot of people's credit, I think that conversation has been happening for a while and is an important conversation that a lot of people are having.
Yes.
So not to say that we invented the wheel here.
No, we're just continuing the wheel.
Exactly. We're rolling down the hill, accelerating. That's how science works.
Yes.
But enough of all this. The last thing I'll say is, you know, besides telling us what thrift stores you guys are a part of, if you're in the Austin area, definitely go check out Austin Pets Alive, period.
Period.
And then go check out Austin Pets Alive thrift store. They have one in South Austin and one in North Austin too. And then go check out the thrift center. Go check out all the thrift stores. There's so much going on. And if you have any
shout
hidden
out to
gems
Mary,
in
girl.
Austin, you let a girl know.
Shout out to Mary going thrifted.
Mm-hmm. But I am beyond
Hold
excited.
On. Did you get something? Did you buy it? Did you get a piece?
I got that swimsuit. Yeah.
You did.
And it looks bomb. But I really want to hear all about what you're bringing to the table today, Dawn. So go ahead and lay it out for us.
Let's talk about my table on this side.
Tell us all about it. I'll have questions. I'm excited.
I am honored to be able to express to everyone that's listening what I've experienced in the past week and a half. I don't know if everybody knows, but if you don't, a 2019 El Paso shooting happened August 3rd, 2019 at 1:09 p.m. The mass shooting occurred at the Walmart store in El Paso, Texas. A gunman shot and killed 22 people and injured 24. The investigation is pretty much a domestic terrorism and a hate crime. So with that being said, I want to make a statement by saying my family is currently living in El Paso, Texas. They retired there from the military, and I have a lot of loving friends and colleagues and coworkers that live in El Paso and work in El Paso. And for me, this was just like the worst nightmare I could ever really have. That became something that I would never expect to happen to that city, because it's such a beautiful, loving, vibrant area. And I'm still, you know, discombobulated on how someone can do that. But with that being said, El Paso Strong is always a thing. Everybody there is love. It's appreciation. So what I did was I reached out in my community to see if anybody was doing anything for El Paso in general. And so I actually joined a event called We Love You, El Paso. It was held on Friday, August 9th, and it was actually 4 days after, you know, the incident, and they was reaching out on Facebook, reaching out on social media is a thing, you know.
Yeah.
You put it out there, people are gonna get the bait, which I did, and I was able to be in this wonderful collaboration with so many people. The foundation is Hope Border Institute. It's a nonprofit organization in El Paso, Texas. It's basically trying to work on justice for immigration, for the community in general. And the El Paso Community Foundation, which is also a nonprofit serving the community, grant makers, leadership organizations, and they also do a lot in the Plaza Classic Film Festival. So they do a lot of documentaries, independent films, and things of that matter. They held a meditation session slash just artwork donation auction. So they pretty much had an open auction for people to donate things, so all of the proceeds can go to these two nonprofits.
Wow.
So I was able to be one of the vendors to actually pop up some of my collection from Thrifted Feels to be donated to go back to these two wonderful organizations. And when I got there, I mean, it was so much love. I've never seen, I mean, I'm in Austin, Texas, so I'm 9 hours away from my hometown and where my family is currently. And I just never knew that it was so many people here from El Paso. And not only to see people, you know, giving back, but to see the love of just everybody there. I mean, the meditation that we had there was just a moment of silence and a moment of appreciation for everybody that's have family that's suffering from this situation, or people that, you know, are hurting in that area. I mean, this is such a traumatic situation for that city, being the safest city in the world to now being, you know, another number in the in the mass shooting that's been happening in the US. I'm so humbled to be a part of this. We were able to raise, let me get the exact amount. So this is from not only donations, but a lot of artists, local artists, were able to donate their artwork to this auction. So people were able to bid. So the whole night, people were bidding on artwork. Wow. People were buying my thrift items and other local artisans that are from Austin. So the exact amount they raised was over $8,000.
Wow.
And all of the proceeds went to, like I said, these two organizations that I want to mention again, Hope Border Institute and the El Paso Community Foundation.
And we'll be sure to also mention both of those in the descriptor boxes as well, so that you guys can have
check that out. I like I said, guys, it was such a great experience. I mean, I don't want this to be a sad moment. This is a beautiful moment. This is a beautiful example of bringing, you know, thrift to nonprofit, bringing the community together. And like I said, I'm really big on the community and being the fact that that's something that hits really, I mean, at home, really. I mean, I had to be a part of it. I mean, I wasn't able to go into, you know, back to El Paso at the time. So this was just so significant for me that I'm also doing another pop-up that's supporting El Paso as well, which I'm excited about. So a lot of love sending my way to El Paso, a lot of love in Austin, and shout out to everybody that donated to that organization, to the event, and for this nonprofit, these nonprofits that we are supporting. I think it just shows that you can't bring El Paso down, you know?
No.
You know, we're nothing but love up there. So, and down there. All Texas, honestly, is love, but Austin showed a lot of love for El Paso on that night. So I just want to tell everybody that, you know, look into your community when things get rough. I mean, there's so much love that people are trying to bring to the table. And, you know, you might not feel like you can do much, but a little something helps. I mean, me just giving away all, you know, donating my clothes, I felt like, you know, I didn't do much, but seeing the people really excited about, you know, knowing all of these proceeds go back to these nonprofits just made me like pretty satisfied and made me feel okay about, you know, myself, you know, and how I'm giving back to the community in ways that I didn't expect.
Yeah. And I think one of the things you mentioned is that that was just 4 days after
the event
in El Paso. And, yeah. You know, I think we are part of a time now where you can get so beaten down by everything that's happening. And it is so much. It is so much that is happening. And I think, you know, being able to also recognize that social media, but the people behind social media and yes. the people within your communities yes. are responsible for bringing this together. Correct. In only 4 days.
I mean, like I said, like the amount of people that showed up was insane. And the fact that I felt like I was at home, I mean, this is my home. Austin, Texas, this is my home, you know?
It's always a
but
part,
this is
yeah.
a different feeling that exactly. I got. And it just made me feel so grateful and so humble to be able to be a part of something so great. And something that's bigger than me, you know? Something yeah. that it's bigger than me, something that's bigger than a lot of us that we couldn't control. So this is something that I was, like I said, I'm like humble, grateful that, you know, I got reached out to, you know, and that I even reached out to mm-hmm. for the next, you know, event for El Paso yeah. in Austin, Texas. So,
and it's so important too to kind of reach out directly to that community yes. and make sure you find places to donate to that are yeah. really going to go directly to the people that need it most.
I agree. You know, scam is everything. People rather do it quickly than do it correctly. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like, with that being said, know what you're donating, know who you're donating to. If you guys need any help with donating to the El Paso Community Foundation or Hope Border Institution, like Mary stated, it'll be in our
description box.
Yeah. So
yeah, I think, you know, too, and maybe people don't feel the same way about this, but I wouldn't think about thrifting, you know, any type of pop-up, you know, when those type of things happen, it's hard to think about all the different ways to help because it's yeah. so overwhelming.
But
there are ways
to give.
There are ways that we can all give, and not in a way that's like, oh, you need to do whatever.
Give them money, GoFundMe, which yeah, is amazing. Right. But
this is true. But using, like, you all have some, you know, everyone has something to bring to the table and everyone has a way to help and bring their light into the world when something like this happens. Because, you know, even, you know, I've had people say, like, oh, well, it's safe to be in Austin because all that's going down in El Paso. I'm like, El Paso is also a safe city. These things.
The safest city has two different elements of the beautiful border in Mexico and that beautiful life that comes back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the biggest base almost in Texas mm-hmm. there as well. So it's a lot of different elements in that city. And for someone to want to just...
Who drove 6 miles.
All day to do something so disruptive.
So vile.
So disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you're not going to bring us down with your little negative self. Yeah. So we're going to be positive and we're going to show that love overall is the key to happiness. The love is the way that we can truly accept others and accept ourselves. And for me to have my whole thrifting lifestyle and be able to meet that with the nonprofit and to be able to give back, that's something that I can't even really express besides saying that I'm humble and I'm grateful because you know, everybody's here to give a dollar, everybody's here to give $5, but like your time, what about your time? You know, what about having face-to-face uncomfortable conversations? I think for me, that's what I appreciated the most out of this whole event. I mean, giving away my clothes as something that I'm like, I can do that, you know, but really, you know, seeing face-to-face of the hurt that people have felt and are still feeling and being able to help them know that, like, hey, what I'm doing is to help our city, help our community in different ways than one. I think that's the bigger picture that I got out of it. And like I said, like, you know, Austin is a loving city and it's very accepting to the people that are already here and the people that are coming. And I think that we just need to also focus in on that, you know, and acknowledge the fact that, you know, when things do go south, you know, we're able to bring it back up. We're able to, like, use that energy and make it positive.
Yeah, you always got to do what you have to do in these times that are just unimaginable. Yeah,
shout out to Thrifted Feels, man. Mm-hmm. I came out with maybe a rack of clothes and a couple of accessories, and I came and I left with like maybe 5 items left. Oh. It was amazing. I mean, yeah. I was trying to make sure that everybody was happy with what they got, and really hugging the people from El Paso, embracing them because they live here in Austin, or, you know, they have family there and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So overall, splendid time. I am excited about this next upcoming nonprofit event. Mm-hmm. And I can update you guys on the next episode about what that is all about.
Oh, I can't Mary. Wait for that. I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for you sitting down and sharing that experience and sharing also, you know, love to El Paso, to the families that have lost so much, to the people that are still recovering physically. And I mean, we can't even begin to talk about emotionally and mentally.
We can't,
but we are all, you know, out here
doing the best we can,
and I think in an era too. And you know what? I'm just gonna go out and say it. In an era where it's so much of the echo of thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, you got to do something.
Yeah, you know, let's talk and walk. How about that? You know, I'm all about that. It's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna talk as well, but I'm gonna walk.
Exactly.
I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna hop. I'm gonna run because I need to show you that what I'm telling you is real. And that's where I can respect these nonprofits that's out here in Austin, Texas, because not only are they talking, but they're walking. Exactly. They're showing you, they're being the example. So I think that that's what I'm trying to do as well. Be the example for my community, be the face of you know, a lot of different issues and how we can, like I said, change that negative to a positive.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, if anybody has any stories of similar types of pop-ups or any outreach to
other events, I mean, nonprofits too that are going to El Paso, if you know any organizations that are needing anything, please reach out to us. Thrifted Fills, we're literally going to be working on some stuff. Like I said, me and Mary are going to be working on our social media. So you guys can like tag us, DM us, all of this, because we really want to talk to you guys. We really want to have this conversation and keep it going. And, you know, thrifting is life. Thrifting is life.
Well, I'm so glad that we got to sit down today.
Yes. Yes.
Like you brought us to an evening church.
Sermon. Nah, just kidding. I preach to you guys, but not really. I want everybody in a good way. It's all love.
Yeah,
we love El Paso, we love Austin, we want to just continue that love. So
well, I'm so excited to see what our next episode is.
Ooh, guys, it's exciting. I'm so excited to tell you guys that we might have a few surprises for you guys. Ooh. On our next episode, not just one, but
A couple. Who knows?
Who knows?
But between then and now, what else could happen? A lot.
Literally,
of
so much can happen. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I'm so excited about this.
Episode two down.
Yeah. Well, do you have any plugs you want to end with for yourself?
I just want to say, I love you, El Paso. You know, I love Austin's vibe with supporting that, and you know, I have a few pop-ups coming up with Thrifted Feels. So if any of you guys want to come see me from Austin, I'm popping up this week. Check out the Instagram, and that's about it, Mary.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also am excited to announce that I have another podcast.
I was just going to say, I wanted to say it, but I was like, I can't say it. It's her podcast. You know, it's your podcast.
It's a podcast that's very near and dear to my heart. It's all about sociology.
Love it.
I think a lot of the times people, for The listeners that don't know, I'm studying sociology. And
said that in the first Uno episode. She's amazing.
So sweet. and so the a lot of people have asked, you know, when I say I'm a sociologist student, they're like, what is that? You know, and I think a lot of people know, but there's also
a question. Know, kind of great, yeah.
So if you have questions about that, I did want to tie it in specifically because I got to sit down and talk with a wonderful researcher. Her name is Rachel Phillips, and we talked about some of her research that had to do with March for Our Lives.
Yes. And I listened to your podcast. It was amazing. I did. I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted you to say talk about it first because I didn't want to be like a, I just think it's so beautiful how you, it was so beautiful to hear you really be so passionate and even her be so passionate about this topic.
Yeah.
Such an uncomfortable, you know, situation, yeah. conversation, and how you guys are all tying it in. And I honestly was inspired to be able to even talk about the mass shooting with El Paso. I mean, I didn't even want to talk about it, but with your podcast, I felt inclined to be open about this because you opened that conversation up, you know? So shout out to you, Mary, and your podcast. Continue. Sorry.
Thank you so much. I'm so humbled by that. And I'm just so excited to get it back up and running. It's a podcast. It was the first podcast that I headed a year ago. And then once we started this back up, I realized how much I really loved it. And, you know, I'm only so excited to bring it up because Rachel is such a great guest. And
I want to meet her.
She's such a dear. She's brilliant.
Amazing.
She's so brilliant. And, if any of y'all haven't listened to it, if you're inspired by this conversation, we did talk about using social media as a platform for real change
and
for a way to join your community together the way that the March for Our Lives did.
Yes.
And the way that we did here in Austin with El Paso. And
those conversations, you need that.
And I think it's, you know, it's so hard to feel drowned out right now with the power of social media. Comes a bit of a white noise along with it. And so sometimes it feels like, you know, why am I even going to post anything or even reach out on social media? Because
it's going to be gone in the next 24 hours, right. 48 hours.
But there's real people behind those messages.
Like
there's real people in your communities and all across the world, you know, that want to come together for positive
reinforcement.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So
ooh, Mary.
It's called The Social Exchange. You can
social
find on all
exchange,
the
guys.
Same platforms that you can find.
Shout out to Mary, y'all.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, Mary. This is
thank you.
This is a good summer.
I'm really excited. I mean, between this and the social exchange, I'm really excited.
I'm so
excited for you with all the pop-ups.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
We're having a good summer.
Your platform.
We're having a good summer.
So, yeah, go and check that out. And if you're in Austin, go check out Thrifted Feels, because that's where going to be all the information for your pop-up doll.
Yes. Shout out to Mary, guys. Check out that podcast. I mean, social media is a thing. So,
well, I hope you guys tune in next time.
Yes,
we can't wait to hear
we have surprises.
From y'all. We're going to let you guys know as soon as we have all our social medias up so that you can answer all these questions we keep throwing at you.
I know, right? Because it's like 10 already.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys
all right,
for listening.
Guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Thrifting Minds. Our podcast is produced and edited by DJ Lucas. Our theme song is by Stefan Osei. And we cannot wait to bring you more inspo for thrifting and fashion on the next episode. Stay tuned.